a word for you from Acts chapter 19, verse 23. About that time there arose no little disturbance concerning the way. Last time we looked at what the way meant, how Christians were not known as belonging to the Christian religion. It was simply called the way, reflecting the head of their faith, the Lord Jesus, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And also that it was a lifestyle, a journey lived throughout one's whole life into eternity. Now the first part of the verse says, there was no little disturbance, which means there was an enormous racket, an enormous noise, a huge disturbance, trouble concerning the way. Was the way guilty of causing the disturbance? No, it was because Satan was resisting the way. And of course he always resists through people. And next time we'll look at how Satan raised up a silversmith called Demetrius and what happened there and the noise that resulted. Wherever Jesus comes in and our superstitions, our own way is shown as being useless, it will never take us to heaven. The response often by those who refuse to accept the way is disturbance. They are angered. It is actually the powers in heavenly places, demons, principalities, that hate the way. They are in opposition to the way. And therefore, it is quite normal that when God works, Satan works too. The Lord had been working in those areas, in revival power, Paul and his team, Timothy and Aristus. They were just part of a larger team, and Luke, who records all this, says that there was no little disturbance concerning the way. It was because the ways of the world were being attacked. It's not that God wants to create a disturbance, but that's the reaction of the evil one. And so their religion was upset. At least they thought so. They could have accepted and with great peace and love entered into the way, but instead resisting God's way, which is the Lord Jesus himself, means that you only cause trouble for yourself.